WCPD.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
Good morning, KE8RUH.
Good morning. Haven't talked to you in a while. It's been a crazy week for me. But were you working last week, or just we missing the schedules?
We were just missing schedules. I know you, last week you traveled a bit to get the new ride, and just we never connected.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday was the Albany trip, and then things were, I think Wednesday I got in kind of late. Just a little jet lag, if you will. But I'm glad all that's behind me. And then I thought it was going to lighten up a little bit, and it got busier. The weekend was crazy. I had a family reunion yesterday. That was really good. Then some other things broke on Friday and Saturday. I couldn't make the Dream Cruise. Yada, yada, yada. But anyhow, this is the first day back, Monday morning, back to a normal grind.
On Wednesday, we would have missed each other, but I worked from home on Wednesday, I believe. So I also had some chaos. So it wasn't just you, it was me too. So that's good you had a good family reunion, and hopefully the chaos of Friday and Saturday wasn't anything bad. It was just chaotic, and now you get to get back to the normal schedule and hopefully leave the chaos behind. KE8RUH.
Yep, I think so. Good morning, Donald. The only thing I have left to do now on my slate is I got to get the car sold. So I've had it listed in a couple of spots, but I got to get a little bit more aggressive now that I have a little time. Donald, good morning.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the grind of a full week for everybody there, and for me, nothing's changed. But I just wanted to jump in for a second and say to Anthony, your neighbor with the repeater, VZV, I believe his name is Bill, he was out on this repeater last night with a node, and sounds like a really good guy, personality. He might even be listening in this morning. I didn't talk to him or anything. I was engaged in other things last night, but yeah, he was all over the airways last night and talking about his repeater in your neighborhood there and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we might be hearing him over here since he was on the FBI last night.
Yeah, that's cool. That guy is actually my neighbor. He lives a couple blocks away, and I have talked to him on his repeater a couple of times, and we've emailed back and forth, and actually there's a older gentleman that lives down the street from me that's also a ham that we were trying to link the three of us together and talk on his repeater, but the summer has gotten the best of us, I think. So that's cool that he was over here. I think when I talked to him in like June, I told him this is where I hang out most of the time, and maybe he'll pop up over here a little bit more often. Over to you, Sean.
Roger, I think when we were first trying to find that one, I guess it's pretty low profile, because I think you couldn't find it, so, but, yeah, you tell them we're planning on getting something down in that neighborhood, I got to get on that. It's been a busy, busy several weeks here since I first mentioned that. But it's probably going to go in at that northern location. At least we can get it up and running, as opposed to wondering if we'll ever be able to get it at the Kirby location. Anywho, I'm taking the southern route in today, so we're probably going to cross paths at some point. Donald?
Yeah, when I first heard him, I reached out to Anthony through direct messaging and stuff here on over on Discord and, you know, so on and so forth. So, but, I mean, last night I heard him on the FBI, and I also heard him on the rag chew or roundtable thing that the Hazel Park group was running with Leonard. And so he was everywhere last night, and I was engaged in other things where I just couldn't grab the radio and start, you know, putting in some commentary. But, you know, he's aware of this repeater, and, you know, we don't know if he's up at this hour of the morning as crazy as we are. But if he's listening, Bill, you're more than welcome to jump in for sure. WRCY, over to Anthony.
Yeah, Sean, he is a low-profile repeater, and I can't remember what else he said, but yeah, Donald, I remember you messaging me about that repeater, and I just so happened to be tuning through and caught his frequency and then programmed it into a radio real quick and talked to him for a little while. There was like some sort of traffic net that they do on the west side of the state that he links his repeater into, and just I checked in and then caught up with him after the net. It was pretty cool to talk to him and let him know that I had been looking for his repeater at one point or another. So over to you, Sean.
Well, there you go. Sounds like a good deal. Oh, man. Taking the southern route here. I'm going to get off the Grosbeck, run that up. So, got to find myself some coffee. I know that Tim Hortons at Grosbeck and 11 has 12-grain bagels, unless they're out of them, but they normally carry them. Those are getting hard to find. I should stop there. Just me, random thoughts. Just floating some thoughts.
I remember when that Tim Hortons was a Wendy's at one point, many, many moons ago, like in the 80s, late 70s, because one of my ex-wife's restaurants were right there next door. But, that would be an easy in, easy out probably for you, too, if you were to take the southern route, and it does work out for you. You know, clear the intersection, turn in, and then come out, and turn right, and you'll be heading northbound in the blink of an eye, for sure. Anthony, over to you, sir.
So, this weather looks like it's going to finally start cooling down. I think today's in the 80s, and then through the next 10 days, there might only be one or two days that even hits 80. So it could be interesting. And I don't know about you guys, but I was thrilled that it rained twice yesterday, or at least by me it rained twice. We need rain so badly, it's crazy.
Yeah, when I was getting ready to go to the reunion, it was pouring, and I thought, great, you know, this is going to put a damper on things. But it ended up clearing up for the duration of the get together, and it was just hot and muggy, but worked out really good. We had a good time, and she had plenty of room, sheltered indoors if it would have been any worse. But anywho, oh, see, now this Tim Hortons looks like a Tim Hortons. I thought that it still looked like a Wendy's. They must have remodeled or something. Anywho, I'm going to do this. This is the easy peasy, the easy button way to get a coffee in a bagel that I like.
Well, as far as I remember, the actual building, when it was a Wendy's, you know, it was a restaurant that you could sit down in, and it seems like the few times that I've gone through that area now, because I have no immediate, well, I mean, there's immediate family there from my past, I haven't gone through that area in quite some time, and it looked like it was a much smaller building, so they either may have demolished the old building and remodeled it in a smaller frame or what, but I don't remember it being, I remember Wendy's being much larger overall, and like I said, you have one, you have the restaurant next door to that, so, but yeah, I hope it works out for you for sure. As far as rain yesterday, between 12 and 1, I had a heavy downpour here. It only lasted like 10 minutes, if that, and it stopped. But as like Sean says, it got a little muggy. And watching the weather today, they said we have a chance of rain on Wednesday and a chance of rain on Saturday. But the temperatures will be cooler, probably not much higher than 85 later on in the week.
I just want a little less humidity. I'll take 85 with low humidity any day of the week.
Yeah, the get-together yesterday, it was pretty hot and humid. Well, not really hot, but humid. And it was a little uncomfortable, but then it cooled off. So, yeah, just take it down a notch on the humidity. We'll be good. I think I heard a high today of 80. I think it's 70 right now. I don't know. I didn't check. 72, according to Ford. And I heard it's going to get up to 80. So won't be horrible. Hopefully, if the humidity's down a little. So... All right, I'm pulling up to the window here. I've got to make my order. And I came in off the service drive, so I had to turn in behind it and then come all the way around it, and like three cars snuck in ahead of me. All right, I'll prospect. I'll be back. W8FU.
Copy that.
Yeah,
it might be a little crazy because going in off the service drive for sure, but like I said, it's not like you're trying to cross onto Gross Spec and hang a left to get in there, so kind of like Sheets out by 23 and 94. My girlfriend not having to turn out onto 23 or turn in off of 23 to get into Sheets. You can actually turn down Donner, traffic light, everything, and it's just easy peasy for sure. Yeah, I had the windows open last night, and but I didn't get to bed till almost 11 o'clock, which is not normal for me, and it's nice this morning. Unfortunately, there's no breeze coming in because the wind's out of the north and I face to the south and west. Not perfect, but yeah, I agree. Humidity is what takes me out in the summer and sharp winds in the wintertime because I have no problem with the cold. It's just when that wind gets kind of strong and cuts through you, cuts through me like a knife. Anthony? Well, Donald, as I'm looking at all the trees as I'm driving, there's no breeze. It's, whether it was out of the north, the south, wherever, it wouldn't matter right now because these trees aren't moving at all. But, yeah, if we could get lower humidity and a breeze, I could turn my AC off and not look back. That would be awfully nice.
Sean must still be ordering. Yeah, as I'm standing here at my door wall right now, is under construction, reconstruction. The treetops are moving a little bit, but the treetops are like 150 feet up in the air from my height, and definitely they're barely moving, so yeah. I feel a little bit of something, but, you know, nothing to, you know, let's just say air the house out, so to speak, in a sense. So let's see if Sean's back. You there, sir?
Oh man, the girl at the window, she wants to complete your sentences, but she keeps getting it wrong, you know, and it's like, no, no, I want this. Okay, so this, with it, you know, it's like, I'm trying to complete my thoughts. Hold on, I'm I'm pulling up to the window here.
All right, I am pulling into the office here. I will catch up with you guys tomorrow. This is KE8RUH.
Okay, sir. Yeah, you have a wonderful day, start of the week. Hope it all goes well and smooth. And if I hear Bill on the airwaves, I will mention him that you two have met and that we all know each other, and welcome him in at about 6:15, 6:30 in the morning if he's ever up.
Okie dokie. Through the line. What was I going to say? Oh, Anthony, the XPR APX cup holder, not like it was designed for it, but does hold the SL7550.
Really? I'll have to try that out. I will, I just pulled up in the parking lot here, though, Sean, so I'll catch up with you guys later. I'll be clear right now. I caught Donald's final, but if you got something, go ahead. KE8RUH.
Nope, just shrugging away in the work. Have a fun day. We'll catch you. W8FU.
So, how was the turnoff out of Tim Hortons and onto Grosbeck? Did you have to deal with any traffic trying to do that loop around at Grosbeck eastbound, 11-mile service drive, that they try to do that turnaround at Hayes to go westbound? I remember how much of a cluster fudge that used to be back in the day.
Oh, they let you pull straight out on the Grosbeck, so I just did that, made the right turn. Easy peasy. So are you familiar with Yolk and Toast?
I've heard of it, but I can't place it.
Yeah, it's a little restaurant, you know, that specializes in breakfast. It's at Martin and Grosbeck, kind of in the same parking lot as the bowling alley, and it's really good. But the place is tiny.
I did say I couldn't place it, but that's kind of like where it was. And when you said bowling alley and tiny, yep, the light finally came on in the brain. And for a Monday, that's good. It's good to know that the brain's working. But yeah, okay. But you say it's really, really good. I'll have to get out that way and try it. Like I said, that's the old neighborhood, and I don't get through that area much anymore. But yeah, I'll have to look into it. There's another place that I hear a lot about. It's a ham place, you know, kind of like the ham place in downtown Mount Clemens there by the post office. But it's... I guess there's a amateur radio club that meets there occasionally. Again, it's on Grosbeck. I would say probably north of Utica, between Utica Road and Masonic on the right-hand side.
Well, I'll be coming up on that in just a second here. I'm just crossing 12-mile road on Grosbeck, and oh my God! How many cannabis places do they have? That's sad commentary that we have more cannabis places than we do practically gas stations. Certainly got more than we got libraries.
Yeah, I think you're looking for Liz's ham kitchen or something. K-A-A-U-H-G.
Good morning, Steve. W8RCY, Donald here. I don't know the exact name of it, but like I said, you may know because it's there is a ham or an amateur radio club that meets there. I think it's during the midweek or something, and then, like I say, it's somewhere between Grosbeck and Masonic, nestled in the rural. It's just past where the strip mall is for Oak Ridge Market and other businesses. But one other thing I want to mention about Grosbeck that I have noticed over the years is it's become a place for cremations to get done. I think there's like maybe three businesses north of 13-14 Mile Road. They go all the way out to M59 Hall Road, that do cremation services and things like that now.
Morning, Steve Areno. So I just passed it. Liz's Ham Cafe. So, yes, Liz's. Anywho, just pounding my way through the strip here. I think I'm into Fraser now, so. And there's the big cremation place. Cremation Source. So. I don't know that there's more than that. Is there more than that? Or is it just the one? That's what I'm going to do. I've decided. I'm going to do everything on one day. Get cremated and do everything on one day. Steve, how are you this morning?
Yep, I'm good. And I think it's the Land Cruiser that's next there on Friday morning for breakfast. I think there might be another group or something. Maybe there's something now on Wednesdays, but usually it's been Friday. Because I've been to that. Over the years, they've met there Friday morning for months, and the guy tired, so they're maybe that's not the routine anymore, but it was for a long time. But you're right about the cannabis place, and I remember you did Novi there for a few months last year, and had ride along with the store manager, she came from the east side here, and sometimes we would go down Grossbeck on the way out, and you'd see all the cannabis billboards, and on the way back we had some, detours when they had, doing stuff with 696. We'd ride down like 96 in Detroit, and there's all the signs for litigation attorneys. John?
Yeah, I remember other things that were up and down Grossbeck as well. I mean, Sean's talking about a cannabis place. I remember when Grossbeck was just full of these small independent cell phone stores. And me being, in the business, I was working for Verizon in the early 2000s and before I branched off and went independent for a while and joined the ranks of those little stores. But my store was out on Woodward, two buildings north of Red Coat Tavern. So, yeah. And as far as other crematoriums, both my parents were done at a place on North Avenue, south of Grossbeck, where that tie-in is there, that hook-in is there. And it's on the left-hand side, just a couple blocks before you would hit M59 Hall Road there as Grossbeck transitions into North Avenue. It's all in that one area. Not too far from your office, Sean.
Well, I've been shopping neither at this point, but I should be, the cannabis thing is just, I find it embarrassing that, we have so many. It's safer than this, or it's better than that, and it's like, it's not as bad as that. But the thing is it's pretty sad that we've got so many people that have this chemical dependency, and they do, it's like, I know it's not addictive, but they have this psychological dependency, and pretty sad that you've got to, like, kind of cripple your brain to endure. I don't know. It's pretty sad. Not a big fan. That and gambling. They could all go to hell. I'd probably be in the temperance movement. No, I wouldn't. I like alcohol.
Kind of temperance. That's interesting. Yeah, it's kind of a story about that too. It's getting in the back of my mind. We can share that for the local business, and it's the way the name goes. But anyway, but the things, I guess, yeah. when you mentioned some of the weed things, I just walked with the little neighbor kids down to the, down a few blocks there to go to the Chillbox gas station to get a cold beverage, you know, and I don't know how many times I smelled that we were sitting there on the bench drinking our, you know, frozen Coke or whatever it was, and boy, how many times you got a whiff of, pretty strong whiff of cannabis. And also when you mentioned restaurants, they're down, you say you had a family member that restaurant stuff. I think at, in the 80s, do you remember at 11 and Grossbeck? I think it was like the southwest, southeast corner. There's this restaurant called Silverman. He has this huge menu. I don't know, Egon, Donald. Oh, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. Yes, I know Silverman's very well. I also know about Seasons that was there before that. In the late 70s, early 80s, it was the Sambo's. So I'm familiar with that establishment or that corner very well. And to keep it brief, it's restaurants where my ex-wife used to work. Well, okay, yeah, yeah, man. So I remember because I went to school, like, in Ypsilanti, and there was some Silverman's there, and then I remember going back home, and I said, wow, there's a Silverman's there. It wasn't as good as the one in Ypsilanti, but I do remember the big menu and all that kind of thing, and I didn't go there often, but it was a place to go every now and again, and very good. Well, very good, so you're familiar with it, so. Yeah, is the, John? Oh, yeah, used to be one of our favorites. But, I'll ask no more. And nothing quite like it. I can't think of anything that is kind of like it. Maybe Charlie's, kind of. And not really, but as far as just having an expensive menu with lots of stuff. Charlie's is right up there.
Yeah, I can agree with that 100%. I never, when I saw that menu the first time, and the ex was working there and her sister, I never saw a menu like that. I mean, it was like three panels front and back, maybe four panels front and back, six egg omelet, Paul Bunyan omelet. You can get that. I mean, it almost came with everything in it but the kitchen sink, or anything edible could go into it that was that could fit in that. But definitely so, an extensive menu. And I've never made it to Charlie's yet there in the Shores, if that's the one you're referring to, Don. I got to get down there and try it. But, yeah, extensive menu, that definitely was the best way to describe it.
Yeah, Charlie, yeah, it has a lot of, it's a pretty big menu. It's been a bit since I've been there. I think I've only been there once since COVID. But there was this, like, Shores, there was, like, this dinner group or something that went, and you could, you know, people could go, and my mom, you know, once in a while, she had a friend that she somehow through Facebook and stuff, and part of this dinner group, and then someone else had kind of was part of the dinner group too, and so my mom would go to this every once in a while. I was waiting for her to, like, to go out and have something to eat and things, and so it worked out well. And one of the rotations was the Charlie's. Yeah, it does have a big menu, and it's pretty good. Sean?
Yeah, like I said, I can't think of anything else that would be close to Silverman's. They had that crazy menu. And theirs had a cartoonish kind of a character to it or something. It was colorful and, you know, interesting. The font and stuff like that. Charlie's is more traditional. I'm comparing them strictly just on the number of choices. So, but I do like Charlie's, and we did love Silverman's. And Frog Legs, Oh, man, where can you get frog legs, right? All right, I'm pulling in the parking lot here. I'm going to go get my spot and get parked. Get ready for the week. I will listen out and then make it my final. WAW.
Okay, Sean, you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, full week back into the routine. Like I said, we're going to have good weather and everything else, so make the best of it. We'll catch up with you later, and I'll clear out after this as well. Steve, you have a good day as well, a good week, and we'll hear you on the airwaves. This is W8RCY. Steve, over to you. Have a good day.
Yeah, very good. And Sean, I think you're right. They did have frog legs. In fact, I think that might have been one of the only times I ever had frog legs. I might have had it there, out from my friends and my mom would say that her dad would go out and catch frogs, and they would have frog legs. I think that was one of those things. At the big menu, and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna have frog legs just to tell my mom that, that I had them. I think I remember they're pretty good. So I don't think I ever ordered again, but I could say I had them. 73, this is KAAUHC.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KFAFQN listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KFAFQN clear for
now. WAV.
Well, now we're on analog.
Don't tell anybody I'm here. It's a secret.
Too late. We already know.
Darn it. WATD, just in case. Off to the dealership to get a new battery installed because the DECA dealer told me you can't install a battery in this car because it needs to be reprogrammed. And I called the dealership and I said, is that true? And he says, bring it in, I'll take care of you. So, we're going to see Mr. Melding.
Yeah, it makes it hard to replace things yourself. I remember when I had my HHR, the battery was in the trunk, and I could have done it myself, but I didn't know it was in the trunk.
Yeah, the guy at the DECA store, who we get all our batteries from for work, said that this particular car, and it's not that great of a car, it's a Ford Escape, told me that if he took the battery out, it would throw a light and it won't go away, and they'll charge me to fix the light, so I might as well just go there and have them put the battery in it and fix the light at the same time.
Oh, fun times. Were you due for a new battery? Is it like 5 years old and stuff like that?
Yeah, it stayed in the driveway all weekend. I drove my pick'em up. I had to jump start it this morning. I got one of those little Amazon lithium-ion packs. It doesn't take much to get it rolling, but it does do it. Those things are pretty amazing. Everybody should have one of those things.
I missed what you said you should have.
what's the thing that we should all have?
One of those little lithium-ion jump packs for cars.
Okay, yeah. Thought about that. I have a really good car charger, like if my battery dies. If I learned my lesson, you know, those little inverter or the voltage regulators. Make sure that you have an even 13.8 volts. Those are power.
Yeah. Well, for a while there, I thought it was I left my radio on. Okay, radio doesn't just squat sitting there chirping away, you know. So I started turning the radio off when I left the car, and then found out it wasn't the radio. The battery was just failing, so that's where I'm going. But yeah, I got a good charger too, but running the cord and doing everything else, still had to park on the street this weekend, so I figured, okay, just grabbed it, and now I keep it with me, sitting in the back seat at least until I get the battery replaced. I'll get a cup of coffee, and then I'll go there and drink my coffee, plan my telephone, and go there, and I'm not going to run this red light because the policeman is right there.
Very good. The only thing I got on my agenda today is to pester some recruiters. They're supposed to start an interview loop with me, and I'm like, you guys aren't going to start the interview loop with me. I'm going to go and to the other recruiter guy.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard all the conversation about the cans. I'm going to end up going with 3 cans aside. I can't get enough isolation. No matter what I do, I hear it. I hear back noise. So, and it says I need to have at least 80. And the best I can get with what I have for instrumentation is a little over 60. And I don't think that's good enough. So, I've been playing with that. I'm going to get it really close, put 6 cans on, and take it to a friend of mine that's got a real tester.
I feel like 2-meter repeaters are like expert level. You gotta start at 70 centimeters. Seems like you gotta have a lot of things because of the 0.6.
Yeah, that's something I learned. That's the fuzzy math about it all. Yeah, they're so close. The two traffic lanes are so close to each other that I was gonna go get that, but you know what? I'm gonna go get a Diet Coke instead. The line was too long at the Big Beast. Everybody's on to their dollar coffee Monday. Yeah, the lines, you're right. The lines are just too close for that. You know, you look at the cans that I got, they were originally set up for a commercial, you know, 4 or 5 megahertz spread. Okay, and you look at that on the Nano, and heck, you could adjust that thing real easy with the Nano because it's such a big spread. But when you take it down to 0.6, which is what I'm using, the Nano don't deal very well with 0.6. That's just too close for it.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get it close enough. I mean, the only thing you could do is you'd have to put the receive somewhere else. Is it just the fact that the repeater is all like in one spot, or is it like if you were to have the receiver farther away, would it help? Like, I don't know if I'm describing it right. Like, if you had separate equipment for receive, separate equipment for transmit, but keep them like on different sides of the room.
And with the idea that's letting us use his facilities, we are handcuffed. We're not allowed on his tower, and we're not allowed to use his internet. So those two things are handcuffed. I'm not complaining, don't get me wrong, so maybe I go run to the guy and say that I'm not complaining. I'm very happy what he's doing for us. But I do understand the thing that we climb the tower, we have to use a professional company, it has to be approved by him. And the other thing is that we can't use his internet because he's got some sort of weird internet and he doesn't want it messed with.
internet, I mean, sorry, engineering challenges. There you go. So, all right, I'll let you go. Dog, mad at me.
Later, Gator. Tell me
what I'm doing. So, enjoy.
Talked on top even, I lost most of it. Later, Gator.
WACD. Yeah, my little antenna. Talk to you later. KFA
does. Is there anyone out there? This is WACIJ. I got some questions on the 442.175 and the 350. Anyone out there?
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Are there anyone out there? I'd like to get some answers on the 442.175 and 350. I'm no longer able to connect to those. I believe I haven't programmed right, but I'm just wondering what's going on. Go ahead. Anyone out there?
KAPR. So are you listening?
Well, I'm not really a coffee drinker, so no.
Yeah, I wonder if you can answer a question here. I try to transmit on the 442.175 or the 442.350. I check the WACMN network, and my phones are correct, so I really don't understand. Any idea?
Yeah, the 175 has a transmitter. It's receiving, but it's not transmitting. So you can actually get into the BI network through that as far as your transmit, but you have to receive on another. I'm sure he'll get around to it when he can. But, that's how. I don't know about the other. What was the other frequency?
Yeah, it's 442.350. It's been like that for a while. I thought I read something at their website, Central Michigan Emergency Network, that it was only in possible receive mode, but I'm not aware of what they're reporting here. So, well, that kind of explains it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know. All of it is state and stuff, and he's not usually in this area too much, I don't think. So when he gets time, I'm sure he'll take care of it. Busy guy.
Yeah, they're all busy, especially they have all these other repeaters to take care of. Yeah, if I transmit on this 350, I believe it is transmitted. Not receiving. Now, the 175, I don't think it's either or. So that, all right, Phil, I won't take up more of your time. I think you answered my question. I appreciate it. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you haven't catch me on my desk here working on some stuff just for a few minutes. So then I all right, so I'll catch you later. Have a good one.
WVAT. Okay. All right, Phil. Good to talk to you. Drive careful out here. If you're heading 73 WVAT.
NABBZ Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
KFA, GBA, listening.
KAPR.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA, FGS, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
All right, let's try that without encryption. WAFU.
Oh, man, the police are going to come for you saying that. K8RUH.
So if you read the rules, it says that you can't use encryption for the purpose of masking your transmission. So, I didn't. I used it because I made a mistake. And then the question becomes, what if the access, what if I freely disseminated the code for my repeater, and then we just use that as the encryption, or I have been told that you can do that. You can encrypt, but you just have to make readily available the encryption key. So if I created one specifically for that, you could do it.
Oh, I agree with you, but we both know there's enough crybabies out there that it would cause a ruckus. All right, I was just getting out of the car. I'll catch up with you a little later. I don't know if you're on your way home, but I just ran out. I'm heading back into the office. KE8RUH.
Yeah, I was going to take an hour off to go take the car somewhere to get it looked at, you know, get a price on it. So I did take a lunch, so I bagged out about an hour and a half early here. So on my way home. All right, we'll catch you later. W8FU.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KE8ZTP. KE8ZTP. Patrick, are you listening? N8WRO, Macomb County. Negative copy, NAWRO clear.
KE8RUH. W8RIT.
Connected to CMN Network.
KZ8Z.
You're in Delta listening.
WAFU, KPO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
TFA SQM listening.
QRZ.
Last station, I did not catch the call time. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray, KELAX.
Yeah, it's Kilo Fox and 8 Fox X, November. It's Wyatt.
Hey, Wyatt, it's Dean. How have you been? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Doing good. I just got my first computer today. It's a little all-in-one desktop. And I have that now. Rather than a MacBook. Which I'm pretty happy about because Windows, I feel like, has a lot of, like, most things you see for ham radio, like, I don't know, like, installers for radios or whatever you call them, are, like, meant for Windows. So, that's what's been going on with me. What about you?
Work, and more work. And since I've been on night shift, I haven't really been on the radio. But glad to hear that you got yourself a Windows computer. You are correct. Most amateur radio stuff and radio programming software is typically Windows-based, so I definitely agree with you there. That'll be a big help. What are you coming in on the system on? Are you RF?
Oh, yeah, I am. My trusty little Anytone 778.
Very nice. I am currently in Richmond coming in off the FBI Richmond machine.
Okay, yeah. As you probably know, I'm hitting Romeo. So what radio are you using to hit Richmond? Unreadable there. Can you say again?
I apologize. I accidentally switched over to Warren. I was saying I'm coming in on a FTM 300 Yaesu, but I'm so close to the machine right now I could practically throw a rock at it.
Then go for it. Throw a rock at it. Sean will be happy with that.
It was a figure of speech. I'm not actually going to throw a rock at the machine.
I know, I was just being sarcastic.
I gathered as much.
Anyways, how many watts does that Yaesu push out?
This Yaesu is a 50-watt mobile.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've been wanting to get a 50-watt radio for a while, just because, I mean, obviously it's all about the antenna, but, I mean, bragging rights, get to see you as a 50-watt radio.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it is very, very rare that I have to ever go up that high. If I'm quite far up, like in the Port Huron area, for Mount Clemens, I might have to bump up to 50, but it's very rare I ever have to use that much power.
Yeah, but at least you know that you can use that much power. Well, how many volts is it, like, what would you say, like, it's intake, you could say? I don't know about 50 watts, I'm guessing maybe, more than 13.8 volts, like, my radio, idles at about 13.8 volts.
Yeah, so most vehicles are between 13.8 and 14 volts with the engine running and the alternator going. So yeah, that's about where I'm at. As of right now, my radio is showing 13.7.
Okay, so yeah, that's what mine's showing with my power supply at my house, obviously. Do you think you can, have you ever done any, fuel operations with it, running it off, well, they're kind of running it off the battery there, but I'm talking about, like, a portable setup, you could say. Well, it's portable too, you know what I mean, like, for, like, field day type stuff.
No, I have not used it, I have not used it for that and pulled it out of the car, but I absolutely could. But, I just got to my destination. I'm gonna say 73s, and I will be clear on your file. But it was good talking to you, Wyatt. Haven't heard you in a while, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, yeah, it was nice talking to you as well. I knew I recognized that call sign. I heard you. I was going upstairs to grab my SDR, and I heard you calling out. But anyways, you have a good rest of your evening. 73s. Listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yes, currently so.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
K-E-8-L-A-X.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.